Hey, Chevre, good morning. Can people hear me and see me? Okay, excellent. We are learning the halachos of Bishulei Nochrim, and what we have to cover today is actually a sugya ma'od mesubechet, a complicated sugya that relates to the cooking of fish. And there are a number of times in Shas, in the Sugya of Bishul Akum, that cooking of fish comes up. If you remember, the Gemara on Lamed Ches has a discussion about what is the fundamental rule of Bishul Akum. Is the fundamental rule that it depends on Nechal Kamo Shehu Chai? Or is the fundamental rule, like the people in Pompadisa say, that it depends on what is Ola al Shulchan Malachim? That's a machlekes between the people in Sura and the people in Pompadisa. Zakti Gemara, Mai Benayhu, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? So nafkamina is Dagim Ketanim, Ardi, and Daisa. Right? One of the nafkaminas is small fish. Apparently, small fish is not Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Therefore, according to the second Lashon, according to the Lashon of Pompadisa, small fish are not subject to Bishul Akum. So the first sugya that we have about fish is Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that small fish are not Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Consequently, it's not going to be a problem of Bishul Akum. The Gemara, of course, has a few other sugyas, however, about fish. On the same daf, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, so Amar Reb Asi Amar Rav, Dagim Ketanim Meluchim Ein Boi Mishum Bishul Akum. The small salty fish, there's no iser of Bishul Akum. The reason for this is because these fish are nechal kamo shel chai. These small fish are edible rua. Now, they're edible rua in the sense of once you salted the fish, so the fish is edible. And because the fish is edible, so therefore, there's no din of bishul akum on the fish. The Gemara later on says that if it's kasa de harsana. If you take these small fish and you mix it with mechves, you mix it with some flour, so in that situation, it is going to be subject to bishul akum because we assume that kimcha ikar. But fundamentally, the small fish is salted. The dagim ketan meluchim, there's no bishul akum on the fish because they are nechal kamo shehu chai. So that's the second sugya. First sugya says small fish are not Eila Shulchan Malachim. Second sugya says salty fish are Nechal Kamo Shehu Chai. Third sugya is on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Dag Maliach, what's the status of a salty fish? Chizkiyah says it's mutter. The next lesson says a Chizkiyah and Bar Kapara say it's mutter. Reb Yochanan says it's aser. In other words, the salty fish, Chizki and Bar Kapara permit it. Reb Yochanan says it's going to be usur. In that same sugya, there is a discussion about beitza tzeluya, about a roasted egg. Is a roasted egg subject to Bishulei Nochrim or not? Again, Chizki and Reb and Bar Kapara say it's mutter. Reb Yochanan says it's aser. The Gemara says, there on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says that with respect to eggs, there is Bishul Akum. I got this shayla actually last week. Someone called me to ask that he's in a hotel, and at breakfast in the hotel, they have hard-boiled eggs. Is he allowed to eat the hard-boiled eggs? So I told him that hard-boiled eggs is beferish in the Gemara, that there's an iser of bishul akum. It could be that in that case in the hotel also, there's an additional iser called gi'ulei nachrim. No? Who says that the pot that they use to cook the hard-boiled egg doesn't have blios, doesn't have absorbed flavor of chazer in the pot? But the Gemara paskins that beitza tzeluya, there is a din of bishul akum. And in the Gemara, the machlekes about beitza tzeluya is juxtaposed. It's right in the same location as the machlokes of dag maliach. And the Rishonim explain that the issue seems to be one and the same. The issue seems to be something called ne'echal al yedei hadechak. Can you eat a raw egg? So they say that the great chazonim used to eat raw eggs, no? Somehow hashmi'ini es koylech. It makes a gute shtimer. If you drink a raw egg, it lubricates the throat, it makes it good. But raw eggs have an unpleasant flavor.
Eggnog used to be made from raw eggs. Eggnog.
So eggnog is raw eggs, but eggnog is raw eggs that's nisarev with alcohol, if I'm not mistaken. That the alcohol cures the otherwise bad flavor of the raw egg, no?
Well, it's had cream and spices. It doesn't have to have alcohol. It's basically cream and cinnamon, nutmeg.
Okay, so, I mean, the point is that some people do eat raw eggs. The Rishonim assume that the raw egg is called nechal ayedei hadechak, in the sense of it doesn't have a great flavor on its own. It could be its flavor is enhanced by the other ingredients in the eggnog, but the egg kishala atzmo doesn't have a great flavor. And similarly, the Gemara says that dag maliach, that the fish does not have a great flavor, the salty fish does not have a great flavor. So the sugya on Lamed Chesam Beis relates to ne'echal ayidei hadechak. Again, so let's chazer. So far, with respect to fish, I have three different sugyas all on Daf Lamed Ches. No? I have one sugya with respect to fish, that fish are not ayilal shulchan alachim. I have another sugya with respect to fish, that for Jews salted the fish and then the guy cooks it. Then there's no bishul akum on the fish because it's considered nechal kmo shulchai based on the salting. I have a third sugya that seems to have a question about whether the fish are considered nechal kmo shulchai because the fish have a unpleasant taste and it's nechal ayidei hadechak. That's the third sugya on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. So we have to try to put all of this together, and it won't be as simple as I would like it to be, but we'll do the best we can. So let's dissect it. With respect to the question as to whether fish are oile al shulchan melachim, right? Remember, Taisus on the Gemara Lamed Ches Amid Aleph says that fish are not ola al shulchan melachim, and that lacha ora should say that any conversation about the fish is void because fish are not ola al shulchan melachim. So the Taz in Se'if Katan Yud Beis, the Taz gives us three approaches that are found in various sfarim to answer this kasha. The Beis Yosef says, Taz quotes the Beis Yosef, that fish are not oila al shulchan melachim. Dagim are not oila al shulchan melachim. But dagim meluchim, salted fish, are oila al shulchan melachim. Salted small fish are oila al shulchan melachim, according to the Beis Yosef. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes, that small salty fish are ole al shulchan melachim. And this idea is found to famish in the Rashba on Daf Tzadi Daled Amud Aleph, where the Rashba says that even though ordinarily fish is not ole al shulchan melachim, efshar machmas molchan oilin hein al shulchan melachim lahatim. Right, the Rashba adds one word. The Rashba says that the salty fish is not oila al shulchan melachim as a food on its own, but it's oila al shulchan melachim lahatim. My understanding of the Rashba, not sure. My understanding of the Rashba is that what he means is that the small fish is oila al shulchan melachim to add flavor to the other foods. But the small fish, kishala atzmo, even the small salty fish. Remember, Beis Yosef says that salty fish is ayla al shulchan melachim. And the Beis Yosef says, mi divrei harashba lamadati kain. But if you read the Rashba inside, the Rashba adds the word lahatim, which I think means a chiddush in the Rashba. The ayla al shulchan melachim doesn't mean that it's a main course at the meal, even if it's lahatim, even if it's only there to enhance other foods, that's also called Ayla al Shulchan Melachim. Again, take a look yourself, the Rashba Tzadi Daled Amud Aleph. So that's one mahalach in the Taz, the Beis Yosef mahalach, which is also Rashba. Second mahalach in the Taz is the Maharshal. The Maharshal, again, I have no idea why the Taz quotes this from the Maharshal, because this is a Beferish Tosfos on Lamed Ches. Tosfos writes that you could be small and you could be very small, no? That you could be mamish, a tiny, tiny fish. A tiny fish is not ola al shulchan melachim, but you could have a fish that is dagim ketanim gedolim ketzas, right? That's the lashon of Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and the Taz quotes this from the Maharshal. The third mahalach, with respect to the question of whether fish are oile al shulchan melachim, is what the Bach says. The Bach, again, also quoted in the Taz, the Bach says that there are some fish where the entire species is always small. And then there are some fish that could grow big, but you happen to have a small one. No? There are fish, chveis, guppies. Guppies are always going to be tiny. But then there are some fish that could be big. Says the Bach, the Taz quotes in the Shver, Taz quotes in the Bach, that if the fish is always small, such a fish is not considered inferior. And such a fish is oile al shulchan melachim. But if the fish could be big and you're eating a small one, such a fish is not ole al shulchan melachim. I'm not sure about this nekuda, but my understanding of the Bach is that his hagdara of ole al shulchan melachim is something like what we said from the Chazon Ish. If you remember, Rav Schwab asked the Chazon Ish about sardines. And the Chazon Ish said, what do you think the King of England eats for breakfast? And Rabbi Ganek quotes this in his Sefer in volume 2. And the basic idea that Rabbi Ganek derives in that story is that Oila al Shulchan Melachim means any food which is not inferior quality. My guess is that a fish that could be big and you happen to have the smaller one, thus haste that this fish is an inferior quality fish. You bought the cheaper one. You bought the fish before it fully developed. That means, again, I'm not sure, but I get the impression that what this means is that if the fish is small, the species is a small species, so then such a thing is ayla shulchan melachim. But if the fish could be big, and you're eating a small one, so that means it's inferior. If it's inferior, then it's not oile al shulchan melachim. Okay, So ad kan. So we have sugya number one, whether fish are ola al shulchan malachim, and we have a three mahalchim as to when the fish are ola al shulchan malachim, when they are not ola al shulchan malachim. What about sugya? Paul, are you saying something? I think you're muted. If you're trying to say something, you're on mute, so I can't hear you. Okay. Now, that's what we have with respect to Dagim. There are two other sugyas. Lamed Chesomet Aleph says, Dagim Ketanim Meluchim, there's no Bishul Akum. Lamed Chesomet Beis has a Machloikas, Chizki and Bar Kapur on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand, whether they are considered nechal kamo shehu chai, based on the fact that it's achila ayidei hadachak. That's the way most Rishonim understand the Gemara. According to the way most Rishonim understand the Gemara, when the Gemara in Lamed Chesomed Aleph says, Dagim ketanim meluchim, there's no bishul akum, what that might mean, as opposed to Lamed Ches Amid Beis, where it's a machlekes, what that might mean is that one case is talking about a fish that was only salted, and another case is talking about a fish that was cooked after it was salted. And the case on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, where we say a davar pashut, the dagim ketanim meluchin are mutter, that means that's considered nechal kamay shehu chai after it's salted, and the mela there's no bishul akum when you subsequently cook it. But on lamed chesam it bays the machlokas between chiski bar kapur on the one hand and Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand, the way Rashi understands that gemara, that's a fundamental question as to whether a person who salts a fish is in violation of the din of bishul akum. When we speak about bishul, so in halacha we have a number of things which are ki mevushal, no? Maliach ki roiseach, kavush ki mevushal. Right, that's the halacha in many areas. In Yeridea this comes up, the Rambam extends it to Hilcha Shabbos as well, that if you're maleach vegetables, according to the Rambam, that's like a tolda of bishul. According to Rashi, the Gemara in Lamed Ches Amid Beis has a machlokas between Chizkiyah and Bar Kapara on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand, as to whether the din of bishul akum applies when the guy salts a fish. Is the maisa of salting halachically considered bishul? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And therefore, according to Rashi, there is no shaychus, there is no connection between the case of Beitza Tzeluya and the case of Dagim Ketanim Meluchim. Dagim Ketanim Meluchim, the shayla is whether Maliach is a din of Bishol for the halacha of Bishol Akum. But Beitza Tzeluya, according to Rashi and Lamed Chesam and Beis, the shayla is, since when you cook an egg, your maisa is on the outside of the egg, it's on the shell, not on the inside of the egg, so ken zayin that that's not called bishul. That's the way Rashi learns the egg. And mimela, when the Gemara concludes that by eggs there is a problem of bishul akum, like the story I told a few minutes ago, by eggs there is a problem of bishul akum, that means eggs has a problem of bishul akum, that we deny the svara of the ochel being nivla into the egg. We deny the svara that you're not acting on the actual food. But the other svara, the svara of Maliach, I have no raya to the svara of Maliach. And Rashi is going to tell me that there's a machlekes according to Chizkiyah and Bar Kappara, Maliach, a guy salting fish, a guy salting food is not considered bishul. But according to Reb Yochanan, it is bishul, and I paskin like Chizki and Bar Kappara against Reb Yochanan, because two against one, two wins, especially because Chizki is the Rebbe of Reb Yochanan. So Memela, the Gemara in Lamed Ches, Amar Aleph, that says that the fish is Nechal Kemoshe Hu Chai after it's salted. What that means is that salting Kishala Atzmo does not create a Bishul Akum problem, and that, but the food is edible. Memela, the subsequent act, is not going to be an issue of Bishul Akum because the food is Nechal Kemoshe Hu Chai Al Yidei, the original salting. That L'cha'ira is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Beis Yosef comments, if you read the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, and Tes Zayin, I said it out of order, but if you read the Rambam learns the sugyas the same as Rashi does. However, the Ravid does not. Now, just word from our sponsor, Dr. Soloveitchik always comments that some of the Achrenim point out that whenever the Ravid is not masig on the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, that indicates that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. But that is absolutely not correct. There are many times that the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, but the Ravid doesn't write that on the Rambam. Over here in Avodah Zarah, I have a book called the Perish HaRavid on Maseches Avodah Zarah. It's actually not easy to find this sefer. I bought it in a tiny little Sfarim store in Meir Sha'arim last year.
You can find it on Hebrew Books.
You can find it on
they
Hebrew
have
books.
The PDF, and I own the PDF Hebrew Books copy.
So I actually bought it from a tiny hole in the wall in Meir Sha'arim. I was like so happy. Like I was bored, whatever. So I'm like looking, you know, through these tiny sperm stores, and I found the Ravid. This is a great discovery. So the Ravid on Avodah Zarah, on Lamed Ches, the Ravid says that Rashi is wrong. Rashi says the Shaila on Lamed Ches on Mebeis. Machlokes Chizki Bar Kappara versus Rabbi Yochanan is a machlokes about whether if I salt a fish, it has a din of Bishul Akum, whether the Maisa Malicha is considered Bishul. Says the Ravid, no, that's not the pshat. Obviously, Bishul has to be Bishul. Bishul has to be mamish cooking. The Mishnah calls it shlokos. The Mishnah calls it cooked food. Shaluk means bamayim. It's cooked in water. The Gezer Bishul Akum comes from the Mishnah, says the Ravid. It's called shlokos. Maliach is not Bishul Akum. Hada'as machra'as, says the Ravid, she'en kirif hada'as b'malicha klal. If I sold something for you, that doesn't create any connection between us. You don't get excited about someone who sold something for you. V'lo od ela shahamelach pogem es hama'achal le'inyin hagof. Right, this third line in the Ravid, I think, is very important, actually, just because I think it's important just because I found it this morning. But the third line in the Ravid, where he says that salt makes the food pegem es hamachol le'inyan haguf, the footnotes on this Chidushei HaRavid say, look in the Rambam Hilchos Deis Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, where they tell you that salty fish is bad for you. It's ki'ilu sam hamodas. It's bad for you. That means that the Ravid is saying fundamentally that food which is bad for you is not shayach to the din of Bishul Akum. Why am I excited about this? I'm excited about this because kanir'eh, this Ravid is against a shach that we learned. The shach tells me, kuf yud gimel, if cut in base, the Shach writes that Kirbayim and Korkivan. Korkivan means pupik, no? The pupik of an animal, Kirbayim, Korkivan, B'nei Me'ayim, even though it's fair for you, even though we say, nonetheless, is a din of Bishal Akum. It might not be a chaticha ru'iyah lehiskabein, but there is Bishal Akum despite the fact that it's bad for you. I think this is against my Ravid, because my Ravid is saying that Melach is plaguing Hamachal le'inyan haguf, and therefore, right, it cannot be subject to the rules of Bishal Akum because it's Sam Hamoves, etc. I think that would be against the Shach. Okay.
Isn't there a big difference between those two cases? Meaning, wouldn't the Ravid just be saying that you can't call the process Bishal because the process makes it bad? Meaning, if you were to cook, cooking in and of itself doesn't make the Kurkavan bad. Your cooking is cooking.
Kurkavan is always bad.
Right. Meaning, you say you can't call this.
You're saying, but you're saying that a maisa that makes the food worse can't be a maisa of Bishal.
Right. Because, certainly, you know, but say if the other facts
of it. There's no Kirav Hadas because I'm trying to poison you.
Right.
I try to poison you, there's obviously no Kirav Hadas. Right? That's basically the idea that you're developing. Nachon? Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I think it could be. No, it could be it's not the same as Kurkavan. So the fact that I got excited about it, maybe I was overly excited unnecessarily. Could be. But Bekitzer, the Ravid understands that there is no Bishal Akum on salting food. That's a categorical halacha. And the Ravid just proves this based on the Lashon HaMishnah, that the Mishnah says Hashlokos. In the Rashba, in the Torah's Habayis, on Sadi Hey Amid Beis, the Rashba says, I have a different raya, that salting a Kishala Atzmo can't create Bishal Akum. And that is from the Hava Amina of the Gemara. If you remember, the Gemara had a Hava Amina that the din of Bishulei Nochem is a din de Oraisa, based on the pasuk Ochel Bakasef Tashbireni V'Ochalti. And in the Gemara, when the dust settles, the Gemara says that to violate Bishal Akum, it has to be Ochel Shenishtane Al Yedei Ha'or, meaning that the fire came and the fire changed the food. Salt is not considered fire to change the food. Therefore, right, salt is not, it's not fire. And says the Rashba, even though af agav da akshinan atu arksiv, even though the Gemara slugs up this Havamina to din to Iraisa, nonetheless, the fact that in the Havamina of the Gemara, we have this idea, and it has to be Ayyadei Ha'ar, so therefore, Shmamina, the Ikar HaGezeira, Bamesha Nishtana Ayyadei Ha'ar Bovad. The Rashba's line is the fact that the Gemara has in the Havamina, and the Gemara slugs up the Havamina for some technical reasons, but Lahalacha, those lines in the Gemara blind. Those lines in the Gemara remain. If you remember going back way back when to our youth, we had the Shach and Se'if Katan Aleph about whether I paskin like the Ran, that there's only a din of Bishal Akum by Eichel Shenishtane Ayyadei Ha'ar. Remember that Shach? Right? The Shach says the fact that the Mechaber doesn't quote this Tanai, right, shows that we don't paskin like the Ran, we paskin like the Rambam and like the other Rishonim. Rashi quotes this reason of Eichel Shenishtane Ayyadei Ha'ar. Rashi writes on Lamed Ches Amid Beis that the reason why water is not subject to Bishal Akum is because it's Einem Mishtanem Ibriyasai Ayyadei Ha'ar. Nonetheless, Rashi entertains the possibility that there is Bishal Akum on salting. Hello, Davarhu. Right? If you hold that the Havamina of the Gemara remains Lahalacha, if you hold that, the categories that the Gemara developed in the Hava Amina remain, So that means that you should require al yedei ha'ar. You should require fire, just like you require nishtana mibriyasai. Rashi requires nishtana mibriyasai, yet Rashi entertains the idea that that salting is called bishul akam. Again, I only tell you stuff that I thought of because one of the big advantages, by the way, in saying shir is that, you know, whenever you think of ideas, so just to tell them to your chavrusa, it doesn't get you excited. When I have a few people who listen, so Baruch Hashem, I can get excited about my ideas. So I have a teeny bit of a stira over here in the Rashi. Not sure what to do with it. Again, it could be that Lamaskon of the Gemara, Rashi just says that Moliach is not considered bishul by bishul akum, like Rashi read on Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that we reject the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says Moliach is usher, and the fact that we paskin that it is mutter indicates to Rashi that we go back to the Hava Amina of the Gemara that requires Nishtana al Yedei Ha'or.
Okay. What about Kavush?
What about Kavush? So Kavush, we paskin lahalacha, for sure is not subject to Bishul Akum. The Ramah in Se'if Yud Gimel writes, Kavush eino kimavushal, that they only aser Bishul Shal'esh. Right? It's interesting. Nowhere in the Gemara do we entertain that Kvashim should be subject to Bishul Akum. And the Rashba actually brings this raya as well. The Gemara says that Kvashim is basically like pickles. Are you allowed to go to a Goyish shop and purchase a pickle? Ugerkes. Are you allowed to buy the pickles? So the Gemara says that if you live in a town where they do not add wine to the pickle, or they don't add vinegar, which could be treif of vinegar because it comes from wine, they don't add that to the pickle, so then the kvashim are mutter. As I state in Gemara, it's beferish in the Gemara that kavash kishala atzmo is not subject to bishul akum. No one, to the best of my knowledge, disagrees with this, although we could have said that according to the Svara that Rashi says within Reb Yochanan, that Moliach Kiroiseach applies by Bishul Akum, saying Kovash Kimavushal perhaps also should apply, and I don't know what you would do with all those other sugyas. I have no idea. Okay. So again, let's chazer. What we have is fish. Is there Bishul Akum on fish? So there are certain types of fish that are not Eilal Shulcha Malachim. For sure, there's no Bishul Akum on those fish. Other fish could be Eila al Shulcha Malachim, and the Gemara discusses whether there's Bishul Akum based on the fact that they are Ne'echal Chai or not Ne'echal Chai, which according to the Gemara on Amid Beis, according to the majority of Rishonim, means if they are Ne'echal Chai, Ayidei Hadachak. If you could eat it raw with difficulty, you eat it raw with, it tastes bad, but it's like lahavdo in the olden times, people used to have to drink castor oil. But it tastes bad, but you got to go down the hatch. So that's nechal al yedei hadachak. And according to Mitzvah Rishonim, that's the sugya of dag maliach and beitza tzeluya. Shulchan Aruch adopts the opinion of the majority of Rishonim, and Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes lahalacha about the dag maliach, whether there is bishul akum on the dag maliach. In Seif Yud Beis writes, small salted fish are nechal kamayshehu chai because they are small fish. The salt impacts them, then nechak moshu chai, it's for sure okay. Big fish, if they're salted, that's a shayla of necha ayadei hadachak. Now it happens, it's a teeny bit meduyak, that there is a difference between small fish and large fish, from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudzayin Halacha Tes Zayin, Rambam speaks about Dogim Kitanim Shemolchon. Dogim Kitanim means small fish that you salt. So then it's considered Necha Kumay Shulchai. Halacha Yudzayin, Dog Shemolchoy Goy is Mutter. Right? So Dog Shemolchoy Goy is talking about the guy just salted it. We're not talking about that you cook it after. In Tes Zayin, we're talking about that you cook it after. But Sif Tes Zayin means Dagim Ketanim Shemolchon, small fish. And the fact that it says a Lashon Dagim and a Lashon Ketanim, there are many fish and they're small, so then it becomes edible all your day, the salting. But if you have a big fish, and the big fish is salted by the guy, so that is a shayla of whether it is ne'echal al yedei hadachak or not. But we paskin in se'if, or these rishonim paskin that a dag gadol, which is salted, is considered ne'echal ayyadei hadachak, and therefore there is no bishul akum on the salted big fish. In other words, achila ayyadei hadachak is going to be mutter. That is what emerges according to many rishonim. Although nowadays, the Gemara asers beitza, the Gemara says that an egg is going to be usser. That's only an egg. But fish is nechal ayyadei hadachak and is mutter. The majority of Rishonim hold that although the Gemara originally put them together, puts dog and meluchim together with beitza tzluya, although the Gemara, three lines later in Lamed Chesam Beis, not much a funny Gemara, no? The Gemara says that they go to the Reish Galusa's house, and the Shaila is, what about a Beit Tzaluya? So they say, oh, Chizki and Bar Kapar say it's Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Aser, Ein Dvarav Sho'echa B'mokim Shnayim. So Rav Zvit says, no, you can't accept that, because Abaya Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan. So Ashki Yuhuna Guta D'chala V'nach Nafshei. Once Reb Zvid says the psak of Abaya, that Beit Tzaluya is usser, people don't like chumras, so they gave Reb Zvid a cup of vinegar, and that killed Reb Zvid. They killed Reb Zvid for giving a chumra, no? It's mamash a hysterical Gemara. But
maybe the Marasha, someone else says it means like it knocked him out, he didn't actually die, but it could be. I don't remember for sure, but...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
So I think it could be the Maharsha. I think I saw someone who says Noch Nafshe doesn't literally mean he died. It just means that, like, he got knocked out or something. But
he got knocked out.
Yeah.
Come Rava Shachte L'Reb Zera by the Purim Sa'uda.
Right, and then...
he didn't really kill him, right? He, like, squeezed him. He got some money out of him. Whatever it is. Okay, I mean, ordinarily... Nachnavshe means the er is yet gestorben. Right? That's what it normally means. If you want to reinterpret it, it's possible, but unlikely. Okay. But the Gemara basically says,
nowadays, most people eat more fish.
So I want to talk about nowadays in 5 minutes, or okay. 10 minutes. We'll get there. But... it's funny, just in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that the egg is usser, even though we paskin with respect to the fish that there are two opinions. With respect to the fish, Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Yud Beis quotes one opinion that it's usser, one opinion that it's mutter. So it could be that Shulchan Aruch really holds it's usser, and Se'if Yud Daled and Se'if Yud Beis says two opinions, but in the Hemsheikh of the Shulchan Aruch, it tells us one opinion that it's usser. By beitza, it's nechal, ayyadei hadachak, and it's usser. The Gemara has a case of tamarim hamarim. about dates. There are some very sweet dates. There are some very bitter dates. The very bitter dates for sure are usr. The very sweet dates for sure mutar. The emtsayim, the middle level dates, is a shayl on the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's usr. It's nechayde hadchak, it's usr. It could be like Dr. Tversky, Rabbi Tversky's father, points out that the Shulchan Aruch is sometimes not a halacha sefer, quotes two opinions, but then in the Hemsheikh, we just paskin like one opinion. That seems to be the way the Gra learns, no? The Gra in Ois Lamed Beis. The Gra paskins that anything that's nechal, ayidei hadchak, is going to be usr. And he writes, Kemosha kosev b'gemara, ba'ahini shliki, u'kemosha kosev b'sif tesvav. Meaning the Gra is saying that nechal ayidei hadchak is not called achila, and it's usr, like it says in Sif tesvav about the ahini shlikis, about the somewhat bitter dates. Meaning, that's how we paskin. So one mahalach is that Shulchan Aruch is basically quoting two opinions, but then being machriya, like the opinion that it's usr. Another mahalach is given by the Taz over here in Seif Katzin Yud Daled. The Taz says that there are different gradations of achila yedei hadchak. There's achila yedei hadchak that ichbeis ken min brechen. Right? There's achila yedei hadchak that makes you throw up. It tastes awful, shreklach and geferlach. It mamish tastes terrible. That's one type of idea of achila idei hadchak. Another type of achila idei hadchak means it doesn't taste so good, but it doesn't taste mamish that you're going to throw up. So says the Taz that if it's achila idei hadchak in the sense of it's going to make you throw up, so everybody holds that that is not called achila, and everybody holds it's usr. The machlokes is about stuff that's achila ayidei hadchak, but you could eat it. It's not as bad. Now, this approach of the Taz is difficult on a few levels. First of all, it's difficult. If you look in the Chalkas Binyamin, it's amazing that we got this far in the shir one day and we haven't yet called the Chalkas Binyamin. If you look in the Chalkas Binyamin in the Be'urim on page 102, Chalkas Binyamin points out that if you go through the Rishonim, many Rishonim use a lashon of Dochak Gadol, right? The Taz and the Yudala points out that he has Raya from the Tur. The Tur uses a lashon of Dochak Gadol, but many Rishonim use the lashon of Dochak Gadol even in the case of Se'if Yud Beis, in the case of Dagim. Moreover, it seems to me that Hachush Machish, what are you going to tell me? That raw eggs, according to the Taz, are nechal ayadei dochak gadol more than raw fish? My understanding is that raw eggs, adaraba, they're more edible than raw fish. It's not more dachuk to eat a raw egg than a raw fish. Adaraba, I think a raw egg, right? Like you pointed out, Paul pointed out, the Heiliger eggnog, which we don't speak about which holiday it's sometimes people use eggnog, right? He who shall not be named. But raw eggs are more edible than raw fish. So I mamish do not understand the Taz. I don't understand the Taz at all. The mahalach that seems to be more accepted, lahalacha, the mahalach that's accepted in the Chalkas Binyamin there on page Kuf Beis. Actually, let me say it backwards. The Chalkas Binyamin himself wants to paskin like the Taz, as opposed to this other mahalach that we'll present now. The other mahalach is the mahalach of the Bach. The Bach says as follows. There's a difference between Timurim Hamurim and Beit Tzeluya on the one hand, as opposed to the Dagim Meluchim. Dagim Meluchim, there was already a process that was done. The process is that you salted the fish. Once you salt the fish, so it's ke'ilu, it is mutter, like ke'ilu when a Jew cooks food to Maichel Ben Jerusoi. There was one process done that made it mutter. However, that raw egg, right? Basically, what it means it was a raw egg that the guy roasts. Or the case of tamarim hamarim, the somewhat bitter dates. In those cases, nothing was done to it. Since nothing was done to it, it's gar erger, it's worse than a case when something was done. By the dag moliach, since something was done beforehand, so we could treat that which was done, we could treat it like, we could treat it like bishul al yidei yisrael k'maychol ben drusai. Since it was salted, it's somewhat edible already based on the process, that makes it better, as opposed to the raw bitter dates and the raw egg where nothing was done to it, so then there's more of a svara that should be aser. That's the Bach. I like the Bach. I like his Mahalach. I'm not so crazy about the Taz. Again, in the Chalkas Binyamin, page 102-103, he passes like the Taz. He infers from the Lashon and the Shulchan Aruch like the Taz, etc. Okay, let's talk now about fish. About fish, Bizman Hazeh. Tuna fish. Is tuna fish kosher or not? So in the more yeshivish world, they don't eat regular OU tuna fish. Bumblebee tuna fish they won't eat because they assume it's treif for a few reasons. One reason they assume it's treif is because when I buy a fish, in order to treat the fish as kosher, it has to be that I see the fins and scales. Well, chala pachas the scales, because the Gemara says there's no fish in the world that has scales but does not have fins. So you have to see the scales. When you get fish in a can, you get tuna fish, you don't see the scales. And therefore, it might be nichlal on the gezer called chilik in the Gemara, that fish that you don't see the scales, it could be it's going to be osir. Now, those who are make on the tuna fish say that there are no fish that swim together with the tuna in the sea. And therefore, there's no chance that you're getting a tray fish. And even though there's not a mashkiach on the boat, you know the fish are okay. That's what the OU relies on in terms of the shayla of whether the fish are kosher or not, whether you have to be worried that the fish in your can of tuna, maybe it's a dag tamei, the OU says it's not. Rabbi Yisrael Belsky was Eish Lahava against this. The OU ruled against him. He was one of the poskim in the OU. Rabbi Belsky was very worried about the Simane Dagim on the tuna. That's one issue. It's clear that 50 years ago in America, everyone ate regular tuna fish. Rabbi Moshe Heineman of the Star K reported that when he learned in Lakewood, the Lakewood cafeteria served canned tuna fish. Rabbi Aaron Cutler approved it, right? Meaning this isn't only coming from modern orthodoxy, this is coming from BMG. That canned tuna fish was okay. Okay, so one issue is Altsa Simoni Dagim. But there's another issue that comes up with the fish, which is the fact that tuna, the way they process the tuna is they take the tuna fish is gigantic, and they cut it up, and then they put it into a retort. They put it into like a big room where the fish is cooked, or I should say steamed in hot steam. Then subsequently, they put the fish in cans, and they steam the cans with the fish. They do that in order to remove the bacteria in the cans. In order to remove the bacteria in the cans, they steam the cans etc. So many are bothered by the problem, and those who eat dugim tuna are for one of two reasons, or both reasons. One reason, they're worried of the dag tame. The other reason why they only eat dugim tuna fish is because they're worried about the bishulei nachrim on the tuna. The fish is cooked. There are no Jews involved in the cooking process. Maybe there's an iser of bishulei nachrim. Rabbi Ganak, in his Sefer, Volume 2, page 206-207, has an essay about this. And Rav Shechter Shlita, in the Ginas Egos, in his third Sefer, has a essay called, here's the title, B'Kashrus Dag Hatuna Shebekufsaos, the Kashrus of Fish in the Cans. That's what it says. So how come there's no iser of Bishul Nachrim? So what Paul mentioned beforehand is that many people today eat tuna as sushi. They eat it raw. Therefore, there's no Bishul Akam, because a davar that's nechal kemoshe hu chai, there is no Bishul Akam on. The only thing is, my understanding is that there are three different species of tuna. There is yellowfin, albacore, and skipjack. No? Three different minim of tuna. My understanding is that the only tuna that they will use in sushi is the albacore tuna. The other tuna will not be used in sushi ever. Not once, not ever. And therefore, it could be that the other minim of fish are not called nechal kamoshe hu chai. Again, this is like a lumda shashayla. If you have fish, so obviously there's a difference between a tuna and a carp. But do I distinguish within tuna and say this type of tuna is nechal kamoshe hu chai because I use it in sushi, that type of tuna isn't? Ani lo yodea. Rabbi Ganak, in his essay, points out that he thinks it is going to be mutter based on the fact that they eat sushi. Not 1,000,000% clear to me, and I'm pretty sure I heard this from Rav Shechter as well. It's not 1,000,000% clear. That piece is in Rabbi Ganak, page 203. Ba'artzot ha-mizracha rachok, and in Japan, they eat sushi, and now people eat it even in America, and even in Eretz Yisrael, etc. Therefore, it's nechal kamoshe hu chai. I'm not sure, based on the mean and the different types of tuna.
Rebbe?
Yes.
We also had a, last summer, I was learning Hilchos Mitzvah, so the similar shayla came up about raw fish, and my chavrusa actually said that he and his wife tried to make sushi by themselves, and it tasted horrible when they realized that you have to use grade A fish for sushi. So I don't know exactly where the grades come from, but it's definitely clear that not all fish are treated
not
equal.
Not all fish are used. Not all fish are considered sushi grade. 100%.
Right. Yeah.
Again, my understanding is that. My understanding is that part of the question is the particular species of the fish, yesh la'ayin bozeh. But there's another svara, which is probably the best svara to be made on the tuna, which is that Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Yud Gimel says that me'ushan is not kemevushal. Smoking is not called cooking. This is a suffix in a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the Darim says me'ushan is not mevushal. And the Yerushalmi in the Darim has a suffix whether Mu'ushan is considered Mavushal. That suffix is both Le'inyan Shabbos and Le'inyan Bishul Nachrim. It's a suffix in the Yerushalmi in Nedarim. It happens that there's another Yerushalmi in Shabbos, that says that Mu'ushan definitely is Mavushal. Based on this, the Pri Chadash paskins that Me'ushan is Mevushal. It's quoted by the Be'er Hagra there in Gerideya Simen Pezayin Se'if Vav with respect to Basar B'cholav. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that's a Sveika Dedina, and therefore it's not going to be Aser V'Hana'ah, but the Gra paskins that Me'ushan will be Aser V'Hana'ah by Basar B'cholav, because, says the Gra, because although it's a suffix in the Yerushalmi and the Dorim, but the Yerushalmi in Shabbos is clear that Me'ushan is Kemavushal. Okay, Zozai. By Bishul Nachrim, we paskin that Me'ushan is not called Mevushal. I remember years ago, I was at Rav Schechter's house on the Shabbos with Rabbi Avi Tsarfati. We were eating lunch. So Tsarfati asked Rav Schechter, he said, can you use a can of tuna fish for Erev Tavshilin? Because Memanav Shach, if you hold that it's a mutter, that's based on the fact that Me'ushan is not Mevushal. If it's not Mevushal for Bishulei Nachrim, so then Lachor, you can't use it for Erev Tavshilin because it's not considered cooked. It's not a Tavshil. So remember, Rav Schechter smiled. He thought that was like a great insight, that tuna fish, right? That was the time that the whole canned tuna controversy was going on. And Tsarfati pointed out that if you hold canned tuna as kosher, that's based on the fact that Me'ushan is not Mevushal. If that's the case, you can't use a can of tuna for Erev Tavshilin. Okay, grand. Now, when I speak about Me'ushan, there's a shaila, what exactly is Me'ushan? Me'ushan could be cold smoke. Cold smoke is, for example, when you buy salmon. There's a difference between lox and smoked salmon, okay? This is, the mumchim will tell you, that smoked salmon is the pshat that it was never cooked. They take the salmon and they put it in a room that's full of cold smoke, and somehow that cures the fish and it makes the fish edible. There's also something called hot smoke. Hot smoke is the pshat, that what they do is they burn certain charcoal and wood that creates smoke, but it's hot. So what's effectively occurring is the fish is cured both al yedei heat and al yedei the smoke. That is called hot smoke. There's a third process that might be called Me'ushan, which is what we call Kitar. Kitar is steaming. Steam is the pshat that you have water in a gas form. You're cooking food in the hot steam. The Prisha in Yerideya Simin Pezayin, the Prisha Paskins, that cooking in hot steam is also called Me'ushan. Not only that, the Prisha paskins that when you cook in hot steam, even if you have a pot with water and you have the hot steam that's shooting up against the water, making the water hot and cooking the food in that water, so that is also called Me'ushan, according to the Prisha. Based on this, Chacham Avadi Yosef Zichrono Livracha and Rav Wozner Zichrono Livracha, they're mekel on the tuna because they basically are saying that maybe it is Me'ushan, combined with the fact that you don't know the person who cooks it, and it's like a super powder, right, which we spoke about the maritatzes mekel on. Many don't like the maritatz, but you combine that with the fact that maybe kitar is me'ushan, so therefore they are mekel. In the Chalkas Binyamin on page 106, he does not like any kula by the tuna fish. He says to rely on this opinion that steam is called Me'ushan is very difficult. Because as a matter of halacha, we paskin that Toldos Ha'or is also Bishul for purposes of Bishulei Nachrim. If I cook something with something that was heated by a fire, that's also Bishul. So if I have a sudar, I have like a kerchief, and I heat that kerchief next to a fire, and then I cook an egg on it, that's Toldos Ha'or, and I'm Chayiv on Shabbos, and Toldos Ha'or, and that's going to be Bishul Nachrim also. So Mali, if I cook with steam or if I cook with a hot kerchief, right? The Toldos Ha'or. And Toldos Ha'or is Bishul, Le'inyan Bishulei Nachrim. Moreover, when they cook the fish in the cans, what's happening is that the steam is cooking the fish in the can, but in the can you also have some water. So one could argue that even if I cook something directly in steam, maybe that's called Me'ushan, but in a situation that the steam is heating a can and there's water in the can, that L'cha'ira can't be Me'ushan. So these are the reasons why the Chokas Binyamin is Machmir. In Rav Shechter's piece about the fish, the tuna fish in the cans, Rav Shechter is makel for the following reason. He quotes that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Libus in the Tshuvas Beis Avi. I believe he was a Rav in the Bronx, no? So in the Tshuvas Beis Avi, he points out, and Rav Shechter says this is still yes. The way they make the fish. What they do originally is they cure the fish in cold smoke, and then the fish is taka edible already. And then they put the fish in the can in order to remove the bacteria, they cook the can with the liquid in it. But since the fish was edible already from the moment that they put it in the cold smoke, so therefore it is considered nechal kemay shehu chai. Because cold smoke is for sure me'ushan. Cold smoke is me'ushan. And then when they cook it in the can, it's nechal kamei shulchai, and that is why the tuna is mutter. Rav Shechter has a little essay in this piece in Ginas Egos, is it kedai to be machmir? Is it kedai because a shai was involved in the maybe you should be machmir? And Rav Shechter's maskana is no. You should not be machmir. He has a whole cheshbon about which chumras are good chumras, which chumras are bad chumras. That's his point. So basically, this line in Shulchan Aruch about me'ushan not being mevushal is a really, really important line with respect to bishulei nachrim. What's interesting is the Gain, the Gra, even though he paskins in Basar B'cholov that me'ushan definitely is mevushal, but the Gain over here doesn't bat an eyelash. By Bishulei Nachrim, he says in Davar Pashot that Me'ushan is not Kemavushal. Again, it's the Rabbanon, but if you hold that the Machriya is the fact that the Yerushalmi in Shabbos is Machmir, so L'cha'ora, you should have to be Machmir by Bishulei Nachrim as well. To the best of my knowledge, no one is Machmir on Me'ushan, on pure Me'ushan, cold smoke, no one is machmir by Bishulei Nachrim. Okay, Chevra, any questions, comments, observations? Oh, wow, Givaldic. Okay, Chevra, there is a chance. Paul, yeah.
Listen. This little thing. Not saying anything.
You're not saying anything.
No.
Okay. Now, there is a small chance that tomorrow I'll have to say Shir a little bit early. Maybe Shir be 11 until 12 rather than 11:45 until 12:45. I will send a WhatsApp message to the Olam. There's a good chance that tomorrow I have to say Shir at 11. It's not because of Machmir until Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. It says in Shulchan Aruch to be machmir. I think the Bir Halacha says, don't do this chumra so much. certainly the Beis Halevi in his famous line says there, said that people say I'm a machmir by have a certain number of kulas, including the fact that he learns Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzais. I'm not going to say shir. I think 12:45 is just about Chatzais tomorrow. But the reason for saying shir early is not because chumras, like that in the Ginas Egos, maybe you shouldn't have chumras. Whatever the reason, I might not be able to say shir tomorrow at the regular time, 11:45. Okay, Chevra, you should have a good day. Zay gebenk, and continue to be.
Yeshikoch, Rabbi Israel.
Thank you.
Rabbi Israel. What do you say? We visit today? Does it make sense for you? Hello? I'll call.